It's early evening at South Mountain High School in Phoenix, and school leaders are dimming the lights in the auditorium for the night's presentation.
The agents might say, oh, just open a little bit. We just want to talk to you, right?
Corina Ruiz is with the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, one of several immigration advocacy groups taking the stage tonight, talking to parents about what their rights are if they encounter immigration officials.
So you have the right to remain silent. If you start answering questions, you're going to start giving up your Miranda rights.
While school officials posted flyers across the district, just a few dozen people showed up Tuesday night, filling up the first two rows of the auditorium.
We think that we had a low turnout because of the fear.
She says typically her group hosts these Know Your Rights forums in people's homes to reduce the fear of being raided. Ruiz says this was one of the first times they've partnered with an entire school district. This Tuesday was the first of three forums being held this week in Phoenix Union. She says she's hoping word will get out that these school resource fairs are safe to attend.
We're hoping that slowly but surely the crowd of people are going to start coming back, losing that fear after they see that they're not going to be raided at one of these events.
There's been a lot of fear, which the community has expressed to us at every single board meeting for the past few months. And this tonight is about addressing some of those fears and providing people with resources so that they can feel more confident.
Stanford Prescott is a governing board member for the Phoenix Union High School District's second ward. He says that confidence is key because when students are consumed with thoughts that they could be picked up at school, they're not absorbing lessons well or focusing on homework.
I hope that students and their families get a sense of what resources are out there, that they have some of their questions answered, and that they're able to know that the Phoenix Union High School District is a safe space for every student, regardless of immigration status or anything else.
In addition to the talks happening on stage tonight, attendees were also given folders with legal documents, like G28 forms that attorneys need before representing someone, and worksheets to help families create a safety plan.
I've learned that everybody has a right. I have the right to tell the parents and children that don't be scared, but because they can do something and they can apply their rights.
Alisa, who gave us only her first name, is a parent in the district. She says she plans on sharing all of this information with her neighbors that didn't come.
And with all this information, I can support them more.
Back in the South Mountain High School auditorium, community advocate Corina Ruiz is wrapping up the evening with a skit.
¿Quién es? ¿Qué quieren?
Agente de inmigración, abre la puerta.
¿A quién buscan?
She says she's hoping the audience can come away with a few but important basic lessons so they can avoid situations like Manuel Montes says he recently faced. According to a USA Today report, Montes, who is believed to be the first immigrant with active DACA status or deferred action for childhood arrivals, deported under the Trump administration. He told the paper he signed a lot of papers he didn't understand and answered questions from immigration officials just hours before being deported.
And I was like, oh man, you should have come to one of the forums to learn that you don't have to.
Officials at Phoenix Union High School District say this week's forums are just the beginning. While school leaders say they'll follow federal law, they're hoping events like this will help the community feel more confident that the school really is a safe space. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.